This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been roughly a year and a half since Mike Parson became Missouri's governor, and the GOP chief executive is taking stock of what he's accomplished and responding to critics of his policies. Parson recently sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum about his agenda going into the 2020 legislative session and whether lawmakers can accomplish big policy goals during an election year.
Since becoming governor after Eric Greitens' resignation, Parson has filled three statewide office vacancies, presented a budget to the Missouri General Assembly, and signed legislation banning most abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. And perhaps most importantly to him, Parson signed a wide-ranging workforce development package that included incentives to expand General Motors' Wentzville plant.
I think the reason we were successful there, I didn't go in there with a total agenda, it's my way or it's the highway for the legislators, and it wasn't a Democrat or Republican issue, it's simply, hey, these things are good for the people of the state, and it's going to help our state to move forward.
While that workforce development legislation passed with bipartisan support, it also faced opposition from primarily conservative legislators who contended it was corporate welfare. Parson doesn't agree with that characterization.
It's an easy argument to make, but the bottom line is, what is the end result of the money you're investing in there? And you know, for me, it's always about a business plan. If you're going to put X number of dollars in a industry or in a business or those incentives, what do you get back in return?
Parson was also able to get a bonding plan through the legislature that will repair or replace scores of bridges throughout the state. But even supporters of the proposal do not believe it is a long-term funding fix for Missouri's transportation system, and neither does Parson.
The reality of it is we're going to have a revenue funding system in place to be able to meet the demands of infrastructure in the state.
Since the legislature adjourned in May, Parson has had to deal with intense criticism of his administration. That included responding to an outcry over declining Medicaid enrollment. Parson says his administration is committed to making sure that people who qualify for the program get access to health care.
But everybody that's on there that shouldn't be on there, you're taking away from the people that really need it. And what we're trying to do is clean that up. And until we get that fixed, until we get it cleaned up, it's going to be difficult to move forward.
The governor also rolled out a plan that includes placing Missouri Highway Patrol officers in St. Louis to curb violent crime. Parson says lawmakers should enhance the safety of witnesses and try to make sure people with prior felonies are not handling weapons. What Parson does not expect is for the supermajority Republican legislature to pass major gun restrictions.
When you start talking about guns in this state, the division that we got in the state, I think it's going to be difficult. Do I think you can do some other things around that? I do, but I think just to do with some sort of gun control will be difficult.
Few other issues that Parson encountered thus far elicited more attention and controversy than abortion. Parson's administration is locked in an acrimonious legal battle with Planned Parenthood about the state's last abortion clinic. And abortion rights supporters were outraged Parson signed legislation barring the procedure in most instances after 8 weeks of pregnancy. That measure is currently being litigated in court, and Parson expects the judiciary to have the final word about how much Missouri can restrict abortion rights.
The whole point of it is, I think, is just what you believe, where you are. And it's a very emotional issue. It's a controversial issue. But the reality of it, I think we're right where we were 20, 30 years ago. I think people that believe that believe it, and the people that don't, don't.
One thing that will loom large over next year's legislative session is the 2020 election, which will feature Parson running for a full four-year term. He'll likely square off against State Auditor Nicole Galloway, who's excited the state Democratic Party. Oftentimes, less gets done in the legislature during election years, but Parson contends he's established strong enough relationships to avoid major roadblocks.
I've been around this arena a long time, and I know one thing, if you let things distract you, you can let it be a distraction. I know it's going to be a governor's race. I know there's a political side to it, and I know there's a governing side of it, and you have to keep those two separate. You got to realize you got to push forward.
Parson says his most notable success so far is gaining legislative headway on workforce development and transportation issues. He adds that he's yet to encounter something that he would deem to be his biggest disappointment. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.